Today, President Biden noted a truly awful number.
Today, we mark a tragic milestone here in the United States. 1 million COVID deaths, 1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table. Each irreplaceable losses.
It is near impossible to reconcile such a staggering count with the idea that each loss was irreplaceable to someone. So throughout the pandemic, we've tried to remember just a few of those who died in the voices of those who loved them.
I think he developed a personality of laughter and fun to try to avoid the situation that he didn't speak really good English. And then he just developed into that man. You know, I am happy and you're going to be happy and we're going to be friends.
The most amazing woman in the world, a woman with such great substance.
We were best friends, but we weren't. We were more than that. He was my soulmate or I was his soulmate, but we weren't. I mean, it was always deeper than that. And I hate all of those commonplace terms that people use. But we somehow had this instant connection that was lifelong.
If you asked him for something, he would give you that and more, right? And whether that was his last $5 or if it's his shirt off his back.
She will always have a place in my heart. And if I had to search all over again, if I had to choose a woman to be my bride again, I would search for her.
That was Mary Kim remembering her husband, Aaron, Melinda Chum talking about her mother, Hoplong, Susan Feldman on her husband, Clifford, Suhash Patel remembering his father, Ramesh Chandra, and Ronald Hardy reflecting on his wife, Robin. Just five of the 1 million people in the U.S. who have died of COVID-19.